previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Wednesdays are Good Morning Angels days. This week, particularly significant, if you read the room, with protests and just desperate reach out to government to change things in our country when it comes to gender-based violence. Yeah. Earlier this morning, just a shocking story from Rose, that's what we called her, and what she's been through as a mother, a wife, a single mother. And she had a friend, a guardian angel in her life, who helped her to change things. Because that's the tough thing. We spoke to her about as well. To make that change, to get out of an abusive relationship or a tough situation, where do you turn to? Well, a lot of people turn to good organizations like Compass. And those are our next guests on Good Morning Angels.
Good Morning Angels, every Wednesday.
Jacaranda FM.
Good morning to you, Cheryl. How are you? Thank you very much for joining us. And tell us a bit more about Compass.
I'm good, thank you. I've been with Compass for 21 years. We are an organization that looks after abused and abandoned women and children and the underprivileged children of the community. We have an ECD center where we take in underprivileged children, and we have a shelter where we take in abused women with their children. You find that women come from backgrounds where their husbands have abused them and they are destitute, they have no jobs. We've had ladies where their children were not even attending school. We have a shelter where we house the ladies and give them the ability to settle down and then, you know, try and focus on what direction they want to take. Also to come out of that abusive relationship where they were being beaten or mentally and emotionally abused in a way where they can't cope. And they can't cope with their children, they can't cope with their environment. So we give them a place to stay so that they can just settle down.
I think a lot of women that find themselves in tough positions like that, horrendous struggles like that, you feel too alone, you mentioned it earlier, you're isolated, possibly by design. You don't know who to turn to, where to start to make the move. You know you have to make it, my goodness. You know, for your own safety and your life sometimes.
Yes.
And that's where an organization like yourselves, Compass, what incredible work you do because you help them.
Yes, yes. We look after mummies with children that are about, the oldest child would be about 10 or 11 or 12.
Okay.
They can't afford school. They can't afford school fees. They can't afford food.
That is sometimes the reasons they have to stay in an abusive relationship.
Mentally, yes.
Mentally and physical dependency.
Well, and financial abuse is also something that isn't spoken about. Being withheld money from that you have to rely on somebody else to feed you, your children, all that kind of stuff. When you leave, you don't have any access to those funds. And financial abuse is something that's very unspoken about in this country. We talk about the mental and the physical.
We go as far as like helping them to go to court to get maintenance for their children. We do counseling with them, psychology, so that they can understand the situation that they're in, but they are not destitute. They can come out of it.
You know, in a country like ours, in a time like specifically this week, once again, also going into 16 days of activism against the abuse of women and children in our country, one would think that there would be thousands and thousands of well-funded organizations such as yours.
There isn't.
Tell me that you are funded by government.
No, we're not. We're privately funded.
Now you see, you hear about people wanting to do protests, people who are angry in this country that want to disrupt the country and the economy, so to speak. They are so angry. Some people don't understand why they're angry. Why are they angry at government? This is why.
Yes.
You read too many stories of millions of rands just squandered, lost. So where does your money come from?
From businesses.
You mean from funding?
From funding. So we have a call center where we raise funds. We call businesses. We have a CSI registration where if clients donate money to us, they get a full tax return at the end of their tax year.
Coming up next, someone actually who benefited from the guidance and the kindness of Compass.
our special guest, Notemba Dikinga, on the show next.
Jacaranda FM.
We're talking about Compass, an organization that is there for women. And one of the women that she came in to tell you more about this great organization called Compass is Notemba Dikinga. Good morning, Notemba. Thank you very, very much for coming in. And I want you to share your story and your journey with Compass with us.
I was really, really in a difficult situation. Being an unemployed mom with two kids, it was really tough. I was losing myself. I remember the other time when I prayed, I said, God, just give me anything just for me to be out of the house, you know, because I could feel I'm losing my mind. And then I was introduced to Compass and God answered my prayer. First of all, what I appreciate about Compass is the peace that it gave me. Because I could feel that I'm losing it. I'm no longer a good mom to my kids. I snap every now and then. You know, kids come from school looking forward to a happy mom. And I'm none of that. And when I started at Compass, I could feel myself coming back to the person that I know that I am. A calm woman, you know, a peaceful woman. So I'm really grateful, and I always tell Cheryl that we really hope that Compass stays forever. Luckily enough for me, I was not faced with a GBV, but the fact that I'm unemployed, it played a huge role, because sometimes, you know, you'll be tempted to do things that are not in your standard, you know, because you are unemployed. And I thank God that I managed to escape such situations. And I want to encourage women out there to please stand up, go out there, knock at each and every door. There's no work that is no work. Every work is important in its own way. I know some of the people don't believe in the work that I'm doing, but I know what this place has done for me. It has saved me.
How many kids do you have?
I have two kids. Their firstborn is turning 17 next month. Wow. The little one is just turned 11 on the 9th.
17 and 11.
Yes.
I often hear parents that find themselves in a tough position saying they started losing themselves.
Yes.
Because you come into a relationship or into parenthood, one person, and then your life changes.
Completely.
A whole lot. Hopefully for the better, but sometimes for the worse.
For the worst,
and
yes.
You don't even know who you are anymore.
Yes.
And sadly, you're made to feel that it doesn't matter, because now all that is important, rightfully so, would be the children.
Yes.
But it's a hollow piece of advice, because the stronger you are,
absolutely,
the better for your children.
Yeah, thank you. You really, I always say this, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Tim, I think the message from you this morning, and thank you for that, is that parents that are in a desperate situation, for whatever reason,
yes,
they feel they need to turn to something or someone. The thing that you should turn to would be an organization like a Compass,
like Compass.
Yeah,
and various,
for sure,
and various similar organizations.
Indeed.
Because they exist for that exact reason. And now, talking about angels around us, there's one of those on the line, Izette Scott from ExecuJet. We met these amazing people at Lanceria not so long ago. Izette, goeiemôre, good morning.
Good morning, Martin.
Firstly, it's nice to hear your voice again. We had so much fun with you the other morning, and you were so incredibly gracious and giving and welcoming to us. And this time round, it's not for us, but for our guests in studio. Such an important cause that we need to support and empower, right?
Yes, Martin, absolutely. Gender-based violence remains deeply prevalent in South Africa, and hearing these stories moved us profoundly.
Thank you very much for taking my call this morning. What kind of difference can you make?
So, Martin, today we are honored to donate 50,000 rand to Compass.
Wow.
In support of individuals who suffered abuse, and we want to help them to find safety and also recover and rebuild their lives.
What an angel you are this morning. We need a whole lot more of you just putting your actual time and money behind an incredible cause. What do you think, Cheryl?
Wow, that's fantastic. That's absolutely fantastic. You have to come out and see our children and be with our ladies and, you know, just feel the feeling of giving.
Natemba, you seem very happy.
I am.
Tears of joy.
I am.
That is amazing. Is it? You have Natemba in tears. It's a cause very close to her heart, and you've made a difference. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Thanks, Izette. Izette Scott there from Executive MRO at Lanceria. You know what? From Good Morning Angels' side, I'll match that with another 50,000 rand.
Oh, my God.
So 100,000 rand from Executive and the amazing angels we have. Natemba's going to make a difference?
So much. I'm speechless. Hey.
Well, listen, thank you for sharing your story.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so
much. Nice to meet you. Really nice to meet you.
I'd like to thank Ronel. Ronel said, guys, please also try Jacaranda.
Ronel for the win.
Yes. Thank you so much, Ronel. Thank you so much.
Good job, angels. Good job. There you go, Cheryl Devraj there, and Natemba, thank you for joining us, and just a good job for supporting us so we can empower organizations such as Compass. If you want to write to Good Morning Angels, there's one way to do it, angels@jacarandafm.com.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.